The following audio is a Pod Bros exclusive.
Hey, Toden, what about the video?
I don't know about that.
Oh.
Welcome to episode 11 of Media Litter Sandwich. 11. Wow. That just hit me. We are past double digits and we're on episode 11 now. Well, of course. Yep. Of course, with me is Mark from CrazyMark.com.
Hey, what up?
And always, who are you? You're not William.
No, I'm not. Well spotted.
It's not about William today. It's not all about William today.
Who is it, Toden?
This is Brian Dundas from Evil Ducky Productions.
Hello.
Him and I worked together for several years as you described, the hallowed halls of Lawrence Tech University. I thought halls were already hallowed, but that's the way he describes
it. No, hallowed.
Hallowed. Okay. It's hollow.
By virtue of being halls, yes, they do tend to be hollow.
So
kind of difficult to have a solid hall.
Many years as a writer, this guy would come behind me and basically make it look good, and then I would take his writing,
and then he'll come along behind me and go, "Okay, don't need that scene. That's four pages of dialogue we don't need."
Absolutely butcher his
scripts. No opera in your ballet.
So today I have one more interview from Choma Dance Detroit 2016. That's what year we're in, right? 16?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Everything's over my head.
I'm too old. I don't pay attention to these things anymore.
Quickly to the DeLorean.
So this last interview, now, as I mentioned before, at Choma Dance Detroit, they actually gave me a booth, which was really cool. Even though I wasn't selling anything, I was just playing some of the event videos. And I was sitting next to this guy that sells his cartoons. And his cartoons have been playing festivals all over the world, in France and all these other places. And just a hustler selling his cartoons.
What's his name, Toad?
Otto.
Oh.
And you could find his stuff at ElectronicAutosFunkFactory.com. Okay, let's say that all together because I know someone's going to mess
that
up.
Here we go.
Electronic. Electric.
And you were the first one. First blood, ladies electronic. And gentlemen. First blood.
Here we go.
Electric Autos FunkFactory.com. I still think it should be Funk Emporium.
But. A funky emporium, too.
All right.
Come on down to the Funk Emporium.
Ooh. All right, so here's the interview with Otto. Hey, Toden here at Choma Dance Detroit 2016. I'm here with Otto that does these cartoon things. Tell me about this cartoon stuff you do.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon series is underground animation. It's called Detroit Exploitation, Funk Cinema. So it's like a combination of the grindhouse cinema, funk, electronic music, and it's 100% Detroit, lots of monsters, but it's a social commentary satire. So it's like, it has a message in it, but it's not preachy, but it's like a lot of fun. It's like a roller coaster ride.
And you do all the music, all the animation, everything yourself?
Yep, the entire process. So I'm playing all the instruments, playing all the music, all the voiceovers, all the art, animation, the whole shebang.
How long does it take you to do one of them?
It's an ongoing process, so it's like a lifestyle. So I'm constantly pushing stuff out, constantly drawing, constantly recording music, constantly doing animation. It's like, yeah, it's a lifestyle.
How long is one of them?
Well, I get different films vary. I got over 300 short films. They're usually about a minute, 2 minutes long, some are longer than that. And I got 6 feature films. The feature films range, I think the longest is 2 hours, and the shortest is a half an hour. But I got films in between that, like an hour long, 74 minutes, you know, typical running time.
So how long does it take you to finish one, and how many do you work at a time?
It can vary. It depends on what's going on. Sometimes, like, depending on what's going on, I can knock a short out. It just, you know, it varies. Sometimes it just comes out like in one setting, sometimes it might be a couple of days. It just happens by itself.
All right, thank you. Where can we find you at?
Oh, yeah. This is my website. It's electricautosfunkfactory.com. This is the card right here. So you guys can see that. So electricisles.funkfactory.com is the website. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter link is on the website. My Facebook link is on the website. Just contact me. Stay in touch.
All right, thanks.
Whoa, Toten, that was a wild interview you conducted there. I mean, you look like he was hustling you, dude.
He was a good hustler for all his cartoons. Now, we're not going to show any of his cartoons here, but we already told you the website, electricautosfunkfactory.com, or his YouTube. I know we wrote down his YouTube. What's his YouTube again?
His YouTube is MCR Detroit.
Okay, so youtube.com/MCR Detroit, or just search MCR Detroit on YouTube, and you'll find some of his cartoons. Not all his cartoons, because he's got...
But there's enough there to keep you occupied for a very... Right. Long.
I mean, it is an active time. YouTube. I saw a minimum of 2 uploads a month, and most of the time it's like once a week he puts up like a 5-minute episode. And his cartoons, I could only describe as acid cartoons. They are not kid-friendly.
It's very bizarre.
We almost lost this gentleman here while he was observing the
it's true.
The anarchy
going on. I fell over on the ground, and there was foaming. We're talking like arms spread, foaming at the mouth, speaking in tongues.
So, you know, people are walking by the booth, and he'd be like, hey, you like cartoons? And like, well, you could ask this guy about my cartoons. And I would look at the person that he's trying to sell to, and I would tell him from the very truth of my heart, I would say, if you watch Adult Swim on Cartoon Network and you think, wow, I can understand this. This isn't trippy enough for me. Then this is a guy's cartoons that you want.
Well, you know what? If I were David Lynch, I would executive produce this guy. This is right up the Crazy Mark alley of wonders.
I have to admit, I spent all of the videos we watched trying to decide whether or not he was a genius or a lunatic. I'm still not sure.
Maybe he's a genius lunatic.
This is entirely possible. Two sides, same coin, all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah, they're very much... It's so hard to describe what they are, but it's a mind trip.
You know what it actually reminds me of? There was a game that made the rounds on like Newgrounds and all those other places, you know, flash game websites. It was called Revenge of the Sunfish. It was the most bizarre thing. It was just completely disjointed. Like his actually have a storyline and they make sense, but they're really bizarre. Mm-hmm. But it kind of reminded me a little bit of Revenge of the Sunfish. Sun chips? Wow, I must be hungry. Kind of reminded me of Revenge of the Sunfish just because it was so out there, right? And just kind of...
Those were some colorful graphics. Those were award-winning, Toten.
Yeah, they were.
But you could tell the guy used what he had available. I mean, just talking about the actual drawings... You know, you can tell he used very basic editing software, very basic editing. But we're here talking about it.
But his use of colors were phenomenal. You got to admit that.
You know, and honestly, what he kind of reminds me of. Do you know who the Chapman Brothers are?
The singers?
No, no, wrong Chapman. Have you ever heard of HomestarRunner.com?
Oh yes.
Like he reminds me a little bit of those because they did all of the, you know, all of the animation, mm-hmm. all of the voices, all of the editing, all of the everything they did themselves. And if you go back and look at some of their early stuff, it's kind of low quality.
Right.
I mean, towards the end, they got a lot better with Flash, and they got better at what they were doing.
Well, they also got a budget, too.
Well, actually, no. They never really signed on with anybody. They did it all themselves.
Okay.
Like, their website, they sold merchandise and stuff like that, so they made a little money.
Trogdor!
So you can watch how they progress, right? You can go there and see how their first days of cavemanship are, and then all of a sudden, they're off into, like, the Futurama zone, you know?
And honestly, I think that's kind of what, you use what you've got when you're starting out.
Budget!
In terms of these cartoons, we've talked about this before, Cult Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll t- Go ahead.
Well, I was going to, like, you, we've all seen, like, the old 60s Spider-Man cartoons with the
animation.
And, you know, being, like, completely just nonsensical towards the end. But we, you know.
But Stan Lee introduced them. He was the narrator. Come yeah. on.
I think what? Well,
and I still think they're actually pretty entertaining.
I have
but,
them.
You know.
I have them all.
Dude, man, that one episode where Spider-Man versus the Psychedelic Shack, that was, I'm telling you, right up there.
M.C. Escher's.
Yes.
Those are horrible nightmares.
But they were wondrous. They're marvels of animation.
So, marvels. So I see what you did there.
Okay, so Mark, Brian, too, you're a musician as well. What did you guys think of the music? The guy did all the music himself as well. Very funk. Lots of 70s type funk.
It was kind of the love child of, like, early 70s funk and electronica.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was for not necessarily, you know, my first port of call, but it was good.
But it was, you know, well, it was background music. I can see myself using some of that stuff.
I couldn't make that stuff, you know.
Right.
No, Otto, man, you're the new Bootsy baby. We love it.
Well, Mark, I mean, with your videos, you do all the music, you do all the editing.
It's a lot of work, man. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, all you got to do is turn on tape recorder, sit down, play your organ, play your piano, play whatever. But no, you got to get your sound just right. You got to get all your levels just right. You can't blow anybody away. It can't be distorted. It's got to be just right, you know? And that it's cool. Everybody's doing it. Well, some people are trying to do it to get out of copyright stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've had to encounter that kind of thing with, but yeah, Otto, he handles all the musical instruments, everything, and he's doing a great job there. I mean, you're not going to hear it on the radio going into work or anything like that, drive time.
Yeah.
But this is some great, like, yeah, the name's Bootsy, baby. It's some real groove
and,
stuff.
You know, it's when you play multiple instruments on the same track, that means you have to loop them, play them back for yourself, and actually, you know, stay in time every single, you know, and with every layer it gets more complex. So, you know, props to the dude. I mean, I don't think I could do, like, a song like that and actually keep it together for seven layers of music.
Okay, so we're always talking about being an independent creator, being an entrepreneur, and how most of us, you know, how it's like a second time full-time job, because he does have a full-time job. I don't want to go into what he does, but I'll just say he is a, you know, he does work security at a very dangerous type career thing. And you know, when I first watched his cartoons, I figured this guy I figured he was influenced by something else, like very psychedelic. And then when I learned about he was a security, you know, had a kind of dangerous job and has seen some things, it really translated into his work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as with anything, like it can be therapy. You know, it gets inside your head and you have to get it out somehow. And if that's what worked for him, then
therapy for others as you well.
Know, yeah.
I mean, I watch his cartoons just recently and that was therapy in its own right.
I Brian, we've talked about like this before, art therapy.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, like I said, if you see something that kind of messes with your head, occasionally you have to get it out however you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, I can only do this through X medium. It's just, okay, I'm gonna make this really messed up cartoon and that's gonna make me feel better.
You know,
props to you, dude.
I mean, and this stuff translates. We're not just talking about him. We're really talking about the mindset of what it takes to be an independent entrepreneur. I mean, and he's at these, you know, at these trade shows and stuff and film festivals, you know, playing his cartoons, which by no means you're ever going to see at Sundance. Now, Troma Dance, we've seen them at, but no way they're going to be at Sundance.
Sundance would benefit from Otto's cartoons. I would be the first in line. I'm there, dude, and I'm subscribing to you, too.
I'll tell you, they're you know, would they be any more or less bat crap crazy than some of the other art films that happen at Sundance?
No.
The ones with the old joke about the gay clowns eating pudding. That's a metaphor for the human condition, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, when I was asking how long does it take, and he said, this is a way of life. And I think we all can,
we all feel that.
You know, not just creators and media creators, but entrepreneurship. Your craft is a way of life. I mean, my room is dedicated to the podcast and recording, and everything I do is around media. And I know you guys are the same way.
The coffee machine is always full. Yes. What about you?
Well, it's, and you know, honestly, I think I'm trying to remember who it was that said it, but I remember a quote about, oh, so you've decided to become an artist.
Oh.
Congratulations, or should I say commiserations, because it's probably going to suck for a large portion of it. Like, it's just, there's things that are going to happen, and it, you know, he goes on to talk about how, you know, you'll always have anxiety and self-doubt and all of this other stuff, but the moments when you create thing, that's when the heavens part and the angels sing. So I think it's when you decide to do something that's creative, it sort of does color the way you do everything, because, you know, movies get ruined for me because, you know, I find myself analyzing them or,
right,
you know, still like
myself,
you know,
yeah.
There was a movie I see where they do like a practical effect that doesn't quite work. It yanks me out of it completely.
Right. I mean, and we all have different points of views on that. That's one reason why, you know, as creators, we love talking to, hey, did you see this? We never talk about the great movies. We talk about the bad movies.
Well, you know, we got to make ourselves feel better about our own salary.
I don't know. I like that.
That too, because we're like, look, if I had, you know, like this at this point didn't work for me, did it work for you? And some people are like, absolutely. What do you mean you didn't like that? Because everybody is different. And it really does kind of, hearing other people's opinions kind of help. Like, okay, this type of audience didn't like this, but you know what? I don't like that type of audience. That type of audience is the type of audience that watches The Office. I hate The Office, and that's just not me.
Me too. I don't like cubicles. I like lying down beneath a huge tree, staring at the clouds with a redhead by my side.
There you go.
This was a theory.
Not that, you, that a redhead. Brian and,
I don't actually have any hair. So
Brian and I came up with a theory at least 8-9 years ago that we basically separated people. Those that like The Office and Lost and those that don't. And we're both fall.
I thought it was Scrubs.
No, I believe it was Lost and The Office.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't like the main character from Scrubs.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then there was us.
And now we're talking about old series on television.
Doesn't that pretty much apply to us in almost every facet of life, though? And then there's these two lunatics.
But we kept running into more and more people that fall, you know, that get what we do and also don't like that. Not saying there's not, it all doesn't merge.
Meanwhile, somewhere Bear Grylls is eating tree roots.
You guys got anything else to add?
Well, let's get back with us gentlemen right here.
Yes.
What? Tell us more about what you create.
Well, I'm mostly a writer and a director of video projects, frequently on the web in some form of, you know,
freelance.
Yeah, in some form of not being sponsored by anybody, so I don't have a whole lot of money to do them. But, you know, it's, I do animations.
Do you have a website where we can check you out?
I do not. I am actually between them at the moment.
Shame on you.
I know.
Shame on you if this were loaded.
That's a huge thing.
He doesn't have a .com button.
I had, but it went away because of a thing, and it's coming back, but you have literally caught me in the 2 weeks between.
Uh-oh.
The did zone you at least of buy the death. Domain name yet?
I did. The domain of Evil Ducky Productions exists.
Oh, this will be good.
And it will be coming soon, yes.
Okay. We're looking forward to it.
I am working on it. I'm, you know, just gathering together stuff and deciding what's going to go and what's going to not go, and whether or not it was just some goofy little thing I did at 3 a.m. because I was awake anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah. It exists. I'm just, it's not active at the moment.
Now, your artwork, what inspires you to create your inspirations?
It was always like for me, I have always been somebody who I'd rather you'd tell me a good story than give me a whole bunch of like flashy visuals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I'm big on practical effects as a director, okay. And I don't want to do a whole lot of CG stuff like that.
So you're not going to spend $100 million on a fight scene at an airport?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not saying I won't, but I'm saying that. If somebody gave me $100 million to make a movie, I'm not like, nope, can't spend any money on this. No, I'm going to spend it all. But I'll spend more time trying to do it practically as opposed to, we'll just CG it later. Mm-hmm. We'll fix it in post. Go ahead and hit me. Okay. I said that to him a bunch of times when we worked together.
We'll check some of the stuff we worked together. We make jokes. So if you're just listening to us, I gotta tell you, the video is a totally other show. You got Brian playing with Scooby Doo and a
Ruh-roh Reggae,
and you got Crazy Mark playing with this. I believe it's called. Oh, what's that thing
Hello,
called?
My baby. Hello, my darling.
It's a Christmas frog. Mistletoe.
Oh, it's mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Of course it is. Yes. I was actually going to go with minstrel frog. Like, I really kind of expect him to be, like, wailing on a mandolin or something, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, yeah. Hello, my baby.
Well, I can't say that anyway. Couple of those. There's some long stories with that, because I was, you know.
But I actually like mistletoe better.
Mistletoe is cool. All
right, so... So recap, we talk about, you know, being an entrepreneur is a way of life. Otto really demonstrates that, you know, I'm pretty sure what he takes is, you know, his art is his therapy. And we got some really weird, not safe for kids type cartoons.
Oh, very, very much. Lots of sweariness.
Yep, sweariness.
A lot of rated R stuff.
Weird, you know.
I mean, we're talking violence, strong language.
But I love rated R, so bring it.
Well, yeah, you know.
For the family out there, monitor your children who choose to do this.
Well, we take things from our life and then we project it.
Tom Lehrer once said, give me smut and nothing but.
Oh. Whoa! Boom! Boom! Here comes the missile.
Okay,
toad.
So we got... Mark from crazymark.com. Brian, which will have his website, evilduckyproductions.com.
Yes.
Will be up. Hopefully, by the time you're watching this, it'll be up. If not, be up soon.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com. You can find this podcast on Pod Bros or even. MediaLitterSandwich.com. And if you want to watch the video, that's on YouTube.com/ToadandK. Thank you for watching, listening. I hope you enjoyed this discussion.